Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Buffalo Field Campaign Update. In a previous Earth First Radio News update, Buffalo Field Campaign reported that Randall Mark is currently serving a 60-day sentence in Missoula, Montana. Mark, a longtime Buffalo Field Campaign volunteer, was arrested on April 30th in Horse Butte on the 610 Road, the same road which witnessed the murder of a bull bison just 10 days ago by the Montana Department of Livestock. He was standing near a nonviolent road blockade of the 610 Road, which is used every winter to lead large herds of buffalo to their imprisonment on the Horse Butte Capture Facility, and likely execution in the slaughterhouse. Randall's arrest for not carrying ID was dismissed, but the fact that he went limp after that arrest was the basis for a 60-day sentence in the judgment of the court. The Missoula Detention Facility, where Randall is being held, there are no healthy provisions for vegan prisoners. Mark has followed a vegan diet which excludes all foods derived from animal sources for years. The jail serves fruit, vegetables, and grains to prisoners who also eat meat, but the vegan option, called Nutriloaf, is unaccompanied by these important additions. Nutriloaf is a mixture of beans, vegetables, and flour, which is baked and served by itself. Considered a punishment food, it is being turned down by Mark, who is requesting a healthy diet. Randall is on his 35th day of a hunger strike for healthy food. His spirits are high, but his physical health is in jeopardy. He has trouble standing for longer than 15 minutes, and his strength is waning. Susan Hintz, who could order him an appropriate diet, feels that Mark is doing fine, even though he has not been visited by one of the jail's doctors. Randall needs your help now. Please take immediate action. Call Susan Hintz at the Missoula County Detention Facility. The number is 406-829-4000. The number again, 406-829-4000. Press 1, then 1 again to get through the automatic answering system, then ask to speak to Hintz. Ask her why the jail won't serve Randall Mark an appropriate vegan diet. Tell her that Nutriloaf is a punishment food and that Randall must not be tortured by starvation. Demand for him a diet of healthy grains and beans, fruit and vegetables. Speak from your heart about what you believe. If you're in Missoula, Montana, attend the rally for Randall at the Missoula County Detention Facility on Wednesday, December 4th at 11:30 in the morning. The detention facility is located at 2340 Mullen Road in Missoula, Montana, between Reserve and Russell. Please bring a friend and come stand in solidarity with Randall as he approaches the 40th day of his hunger strike. Come help us get him the food he needs. Call 406-961-0171 for more info. That number again, 406-961-0171. You can write a letter of support to Randall Mark at the Missoula County Detention Facility, 2340 Mullen Road, Missoula, Montana, 59808. And we thank the Buffalo Field Campaign for this story. You can visit their webpage at www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. That's www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. Earth First Radio has just learned that eco-sovereignty rights activist Lawrence Pascal has been jailed for 4 months for blocking logging trucks traveling from Melvin Creek through Staten Atlimic Territory in Canada. This 4-month sentence is regarded as extremely harsh by Canadian standards and is being linked to the fact Lawrence is a sovereignty rights activist as well as an eco-activist. Earth Liberation Prisoners is still waiting to hear about the sentences of the other people who are also blocking the road with Lawrence, but more jail sentences are expected. In the meantime, please send urgent letters of support to Lawrence Pascal, P.O. Box 820, Kamloops, British Columbia, V2C5M9, Canada. That address again, Lawrence Pascal, P.O. Box 820, Kamloops, British Columbia, V2C5M9, Canada. This story from the North American Earth Liberation Prisoners. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.